The South Delta Sun Devils junior varsity team finished off an undefeated 4-0 preseason with an impressive 41-14 win over the Mount Boucherie Bears from West Kelowna at Denison Park Saturday afternoon. South Delta scored early and often, opening up a 28-0 second quarter lead before the Bears got on the board. Damien Dumas opened the game with a 19-yard run, and with the two-point convert, it gave the Sun Devils an 8-0 lead. Quinn Schuberg caught a 21-yard touchdown pass from Rylan Chima to make it 14-0 after the point after was missed. Dumas then ended the first quarter with a 14-yard touchdown run for a 21-0 lead. Schuberg caught the biggest play of the game, a 97-yard catch and run from Chima to make it 28-0 following a Jared Brown conversion. The Bears scored on a 58-yard touchdown run midway through the second quarter. Chima hit Brown for a 32-yard touchdown, and then the defense came up with a fumble recovery and a 40-yard return, and it was 41-7 for South Delta at the half. The Bears scored in the third quarter, and that concluded the scoring for the day. Chima completed 9 passed on 14 attempts for 235 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dumas ran for 97 yards and a pair of scores, while Schuberg led the receivers with 163 yards on 5 catches and 2 touchdowns. "We came out ready and executed well," said head coach Scott Martins. "In the second half, as we were getting in some of the second and third string guys, guys that don't have as much experience as our first group, we struggled a bit, but I'm okay with that. It's a learning opportunity. For me, it was how did our first group look like and how do we get our second group and third group to get closer to our first group. In the exhibition portion of our schedule, we got a lot of guys some playing time, and that is going to be beneficial when we start the regular season next week." South Delta opens regular season play today, Thursday, against St. Thomas More, followed by New West on October 12th and Centennial on October 19th. All three games start at 3:30 p.m. at Denison. Road games conclude their schedule on October 26 against Terry Fox and November 1 against Sequam. "I feel like defensively, we are going to lead with our defense. We're aggressive, we have athletes who run around and understand what we are doing and do it really well," he said. "Offensively, we have those athletes, but we have to play clean. We have a solid foundation that we want to keep building on as the year goes."